air.
Welcome to the continuation of A Voice of a People. My name is Linda Sims, and I am coming to you live from WWGH 107.1 FM Radio. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can also go to your app store on your cell phone, laptops or computers, and download a free app called TuneIn. And once you download that free app, please search WWGH and take advantage of the many talk show programs we have to offer you. Okay, while we're on the air live, you have the opportunity to call in 740-383-9944 if you have any questions or if you would like to make any comments. All right, I'd like to start my show off with a thought for today, and this one is titled, Send Peace. The call of time is to send thoughts of peace and power to the world. Your thoughts travel, moving at a great speed and with considerable impact. Let the thought of peace sit in your mind, knowing that the vibes from your thoughts can radiate out and touch any person, any place, or any time. Whoa. Thought for today. That was a good thought, wasn't it?
That was good.
Now, let me turn my attention to my guest today. I have Dennis Swartz here, whom have been on my show once before. How are you today, Dennis?
Just fine.
Good to see you. Gareth
Higgins, yes.
What's your last name?
Higgins.
Okay. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming. And Colleen?
Yeah.
All right. What's your last name?
Denton. Prager.
Denton. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I welcome you all here to the show, and I'm excited about what you're sharing with us today. I did see this. Is this first a fundraiser, or is there, you said something about what, pancakes or something
well,
like that?
Well, Marion Noon Kiwanis has always had a pancake day in the spring, actually in February.
Okay.
And, of course, last year during the COVID virus, we could not hold it, and that Pancake Day is our chief fundraiser. And with those funds, which has been anywhere from $6,000 to $10,000 of net profit from those, we sponsor scholarships for students and a lot of other youth organizations in the community activities. So without those funds, we're a little bit strapped, so we're trying to hold this activity in conjunction with the Pure Function CrossFit to raise some funds.
Okay.
And we'll have Gareth tell you a little bit more about what we're doing.
Absolutely. Pancakes.
Yeah, we've done the pancake. Dennis, do you know how many years we did the pancake?
Not really, but when I got into Marion County, it was going at the Marion Harding High School, which is now Grant Middle School. So
I remember back in the 60s, if I recall. Well, I know it was in the 50s when it started.
Could be.
And so there's a lot of years we never missed a year.
Yeah.
And we'd have as many as 3,000-4,000 people show up to pay. It was a community event.
And right.
Boy, it was hard to say, nope, we're not going to have it this year.
Right.
And that was last year.
Did you always have it at Tri Rivers?
Mm-hmm. No.
No.
No, no, no.
It was at Marion Harding Cafeteria, actually, in the which is now Grant Middle School.
Right.
And then when Tri Rivers was built, it was easier to move it there, so that's where it's been for some time.
Wow. And it's like an icon of Marion, you know.
Yes.
And I think we talked about that last year, what happened to the pancakes, but we were going through COVID and a lot of things just didn't transpire as usual. And you're trying to make up for that this year.
That's correct.
Okay. Give us a little bit more information about it. And what's the purpose of it?
Well, it is a fundraiser. And we're combining with Pure Function CrossFit. They are furnishing the location. Their people are working very strong in trying to help us out with this.
Okay.
So what it is, our main function is a silent auction that we're doing, and there's lots of good things to do. There are gift cards. I know of $100 gift cards coming in, $350 watches that you can bid on. There's several things. There are several $100s worth of items. And this is not just five or six what would you say, Colleen is the one that helped put the silent auction together. And it's because Pure Function CrossFit is her place.
Oh, okay.
And so we're going to have the auction there during the third Thursday celebration that goes on downtown.
Oh, okay.
And so there's going to be a lot of people downtown, so they can come down to where we're at, just a little bit south of the closed street.
Okay.
Main Street's going to be closed.
Oh, it is?
Yes,
okay,
it is.
Okay. Farmer's Market is on Thursdays usually, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about CrossFit.
Okay. So basically, our gym was founded about 6 years ago, and we really love, you know, I'm also a chiropractor and an acupuncturist, so we're big promoters of health and fitness and wellness. So with the CrossFit gym, we try to promote functional fitness, good movements and safe movements.
Okay.
But we wanted more of a purpose to it than just a gym. So what we've done over the past 6 years is each year we pick up maybe a couple small charities, but one big charity. So this is our big charity of this year. And basically, we pick something in the community where there's a need. And so I was talking to Dennis, and I've been to Pancake Day since I was a little girl, and my grandpa sang in the Marionettes there every year. And so I thought, well, let's try this, you know, let's see what we can do. So we thought we would do a little workout that anybody can do. It's scalable. At this point, we have scheduled the workout outside. So what it is ball slams and a 200-meter run. Now, that is for someone who's going to do it as prescribed.
Mm-hmm.
But we will accommodate injuries or things like that. So let's say someone has a knee injury and they can't even walk the 200 meters. They can do a stationary bike that we'll have outside. Or a ball slam is when you take a ball from the floor, pull it overhead, and slam it down. If that someone has a shoulder injury they're not able to, they can just kind of do a gentle toe touch and lift their arms in the air with no weight, and then that's one way. The other way, if they don't like to bend over, they could do an air squat where they just kind of do a little squat in the air and stand back up.
Okay.
So everything's going to be scalable. But the money from the workout will all go to Kiwanis. Now, if the weather permits, while that is going on outside, we will have the silent auction around the inside of the gym. And
okay.
So we've got a lot of cool items that have been donated from, you know, like Gareth was saying, gift certificates, watches. I know that my friend Terry and Steve Phillips are going to do a tailgating basket with a grill in it. So, and items to do like that. So for football season. And so it's going to be a lot of fun, and it's for a great cause. So, and the money stays in the community with Kiwanis. So that's kind of where we're going with it. And then at the end, there will be a raffle. The fun part is we are going to have an ice bath challenge. So
ice bath.
Yeah. So this is where it gets kind of fun.
Yeah.
We have had from Kiwanis has asked a few members of the community. We've had people from the community volunteer, and we've asked some people. I can't give you all the names yet because it's still a work in progress.
Right.
But as what these people are doing is, like, for example, I'll name a name, Clarissa Myers. She's the head of Downtown Marion, or one of the faces for Downtown
okay.
Marion. And so her goal is to raise $500. If she raises that $500, she will get in an ice bath that we'll supply for 30 seconds up to 2 minutes, up to her. And so the fun about this is the different members of the community, you know, not always excited about jumping in a bath of ice.
That's true.
And so they will put, you know, pretty large sums of money in order to get them in that water. Well, some of these are online, so you can donate directly online to their fundraiser, and then everything that is earned from the ice bath also goes to Kiwanis. So pretty much all of it will go to Kiwanis. And just a side note, ice bath, there's a lot of research on it. It's more than just for sore muscles. It's actually a really great way to boost your immune system.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's a kind of an incredible way to do it. But
sounds more like body shock to me.
It does.
Yeah. personally, I wouldn't recommend anybody just jump in an ice bath that hasn't, you know, trained a little. So we've kind of given some recommendation to those who are volunteering to do it. Take your shower. At the end of your shower, turn it as cold as it can get for 5 seconds. The next day you shower, make it 10 seconds, etc., and kind of build up your tolerance to the cold. If anyone wants more information on how it's benefiting an immune system, there's a guy out of the Netherlands named Wim Hof, and he has a lot of medical research behind him. So that can be, if someone's weary of this, they're welcome to check that out and see that there's actually something to it.
Wow. And we had talked about having a dunking stand, and it's anymore, that's kind of a liability. People don't like dunking stands. There aren't very many around. And Colleen came up with this ice bath idea. So we thought that was a good comparison to a dunking stand.
A good substitute, right? I thought about the dunking stands, too, like at the fair. It used to be years ago. I don't know if they still do that or not.
Not very many do.
Wow. What do you think about that? Are you going to try?
No, I've been asked to, and I decided not to. but I will support anyone who does.
Right, I got you. I understand that.
And not only that,
Ron
Kramer, with his law practice and the estates that he represents, going to match whatever is donated by the ice bath. Up to $5,000.
Oh, wow.
And so
that's a great incentive, isn't it?
We're very excited about what the possibilities are on this.
Whoa. I'm sure you have some takers.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. Yeah.
Like she said, Clarissa is one.
Okay. And so, she wants to do it?
Yeah, and she was the one that decided to do it. And I was the one that said, I'll donate to you if you do it.
Oh, my.
Instead of me.
Right. Well, hey.
Yeah. It's more fun to donate and watch someone else do it.
Right.
If you haven't been training, right?
I couldn't even imagine. I've seen it on TV. Remember back in the day over in Russia, they used to cut that big hole in the ice and they would get down in there. I'm like, oh my gosh, I couldn't even imagine that. Whoa. I'm going to try to get down there so I can see this ice bath. My. Oh.
Do you know where Pure Function CrossFit's located?
No, I was going to ask for the location.
Okay, it's 202 South Main. As I said, it's just a little bit south of the main street that's closed off. There's going to be a food truck in front of it, and it's right in the middle of the block on the east side of Main Street.
Right north of the Baptist Church.
Oh, okay. Okay, gotcha.
So the main event is in Founders Park. So it is, like Gary said, just south of Founders Park, and that'll all be blocked off.
Okay.
Yeah.
At least you will also... Is this going to be the same time as the pancake thing, or is this a different day?
Oh, no, there's no pancake day this year.
Oh, you're still not going to do it? Okay.
No, it's long past, but this is on Thursday night in conjunction with Downtown Marion's Thursday night. And this is the last Thursday night function they're having this year. So.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Wow. So what are we looking toward? 2022, possibly another pancake day, or what?
Well, we hope so. Yeah. Depends on what the schools are doing. Because we are at the mercies of holding it at Tri Rivers, and their activities could be curtailed, or hopefully they won't be at that time.
Wow. And you know, when you think about all the changes that we've had to do because of COVID, I mean, we're doing a different type of life and entertainment and things like that. So do you have any other entertainment lined up for that day?
Well, I know that for us, we're going to do the workout, the silent auction, a raffle, and then the ice bath challenge.
Okay.
But that's where Third Thursday comes in, because we paired with Downtown Marion. Everybody can go up to Founders Park after we'll have a session of workouts, and then when those are done, everybody can go to Founders Park, but it will officially end like when we do our, was that when we'll do the raffle draw? I think is
we'll
around 9 p.m.
9 p.m.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So there will be probably music and things up in Founders Park, and I think the farmer's market's out there.
Right.
And I'm not sure if you guys know, but Tim Chambers from Marion Brewing Company is also going to match.
Yes.
What's going to happen is every pint that is sold that night, $1 goes to Kiwanis.
Every pint.
Every pint of beer.
Oh, beer.
From
okay.
Marion Brewing.
Okay.
And
which
so
is across the street, right?
It's across okay. the street. And the last time he did this, he sold 500 pints.
Oh, really?
So, and it's going to be matched. But as you can see, this is, I think this is actually might even be bigger than our pancake day.
It might.
But that's okay. It's a great, the pancake day is a community event.
Yes, it is.
This is a community event.
Right, right.
So let's, things change.
Yes.
And you have to be willing to change with
that's
them.
That's true. That's true.
And so we, when calling, she didn't confront us. She brought this idea to our attention. You know, we say, how are we going to do this? There's a way.
Mm-hmm.
There's always a way.
That's true. That's
and
true.
Then we'll see what's going to happen.
Wow. Sounds yeah. like fun.
That's
like fun.
That's what we thought. We figured, you know, at this point, without Pancake Day, there was zero money coming in. So if we even brought a dollar in, it's better than nothing. And I think we're going to bring a lot more than that in. But for us, I thought the biggest thing is, it's like Garrett said, it's the community getting together and having fun, especially after COVID. That is, it being an outdoor event helps too.
Right.
It's just really nice to see everybody, and doing it for a good cause is just an absolute bonus and yes. a wonderful thing. So.
Yes, it is. And you say after COVID, I'm not sure that's the right statement.
yeah, you're right. You're right. We're kind of still in it, aren't we?
I know. Looking at what, 2022 coming in, right? We're August, we only have like 4 more months left of this year, and it's like one variant after the other, you know, maybe back to mask mandates and wow. Yeah. But people are tired of being locked up in their homes, and you know, we're not that type of people over here in America. We like to get out, have fun, you know, dance, drink, or whatever, you know. So I think it's going to be a great event.
Well, we hope so, and we talked about the silent auction items, but I know everybody I contacted, not one person turned us down for a silent auction item.
No,
so there's
going
to be some great silent auction items in there, some values to be had.
Oh, yeah. And that's a new thing, too. I don't know how old that is, but, you know, I was volunteering with Child's Evangelism Fellowship, and we would do a silent auction. Well, this year, they did do the sack lunch, you know, out at Cornerstone Church. So, and we start doing the silent auction, and it goes over pretty well, you know. So, it's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Yeah. Let me talk just a little bit about what Kiwanis is.
Please do.
And Kiwanis is an old Indian term that means we trade, we dance, we sing.
Really?
Which is kind of strange. And we do sing.
Yeah.
You know, we try. No, we try to sing. we'll try one tune a meeting, and we'll do it that. But what we do in Kiwanis, we do benefit children, especially in the community. It's a worldwide organization. Don't get me wrong. It is worldwide. However, we concentrate on the community being Marion, the counties around Marion, whatever. We try to work with children and the causes for that occur in the area with money, with labor, with whatever. And if you know of a cause that would benefit the children, mm-hmm. let us know.
Right.
It's kind of sad. But this COVID thing has even shut people up. They no longer ask for help.
Really?
And we're sitting there at our meetings and no one's asking for our help.
Wow.
And that's really surprising to us. And that's got to change.
Yes, I agree.
And so this money will send it other places, but we also want to help the community.
Okay. Now, talking about children, as far as Kiwanis is concerned, did you support the Big Brothers?
Yes, we did.
You
yes.
were part of that? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What happened to that?
As far as I know,
before COVID, it stopped, didn't it?
Well, it was out at the Boys and Girls Club.
Okay.
It more or less took its place.
Right.
And we supported Boys and Girls Club. and still do. So I can't say it's stopped, but the Big Brothers Big Sisters, I haven't heard from it in a long time.
Me either, and I always wonder what happened to that.
No, because I was a president and on the board of directors of that when
you
it was
were?
Here back
okay.
years ago, and one of the big fundraisers they had every year was their bowl-a-thon. And one year, Tri Rivers had all 24 lanes from their participation in it and donated thousands of dollars to that. But I'm not sure. I think it was a matter of some internal problems and so forth. They moved the location. They purchased a house, and they had some other concerns. So it was long after I was off of it. But Big Brothers Big Sisters, I haven't heard anything about it in Marion lately either.
Mm-hmm. Right, me either. And it's still needed, so needed. You
yes.
have so many
yes,
young boys and girls that they're not homeless, but they're not with their parents, and they just need guidance.
Yes,
just
right.
really need guidance.
And they're our future.
So yes,
they
are.
So we got to take care of the children and do the best, because, you know, there's
right.
obviously, if you watch any media, it's like there's not a lot of positive news out there right now. So
that's true.
What can we do? Everyone wants to, like, what can we actually do? People feel helpless. Well, it might be small, but this is a start, you know, because then it's funny. It's like the funds come in, and then all of a sudden, there'll be things that'll pop up. Hey, this school really needs help with their kids on a scholarship or whatever it
mm-hmm,
is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where Kiwanis will, you know, determine, hey, how can we help? And now we have some funds, you know, aside from the lack of Pancake Day, that we can help people with. So
that's
great. Yeah.
That's great news. And like you said, they are, we can say future, but they are today. You have young adults, like, getting ready to graduate. They are today. They're making decisions, grown-up decisions, you know, about their lives. And I don't know. It's just sort of like so many things kind of faded out and got lost, you know, where children are concerned. And I thank God that this is still going on. Well, you have picked up from where Kiwanis had, you know, dropped off. And the Girls and Boys Club, I mean, that doesn't exist anymore, I don't think. That's been a while, too, I think.
Yeah.
See, that faded away, took the place of the Boys and Girls Club, and now we don't have anything.
The library does some things, mentoring.
Oh, they do?
Yes. And so that's a good program.
I didn't know that.
And so they work with that. Plus, there is mentoring in the schools with other functions.
Yes.
That we have not specifically been involved with,
right?
But I know they're there.
Yes, I heard about that at Grant Middle School. Mm-hmm. Is that the only one?
I don't think it's the only one.
Okay.
You got like Marion Mentors and
right.
some of the others.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we do actually have a student athlete. Rashawn Turner is a wonderful wrestler.
Okay.
And his mom has volunteered him to do the ice bath.
Ooh.
And last I checked, he has already raised $90 towards
okay.
this. So Rashawn will be probably our youngest participant, and I'm pretty excited about that.
Oh, my.
He's ready to take on that ice bath.
And I think we have a Marion City School Superintendent that's
yes.
raised quite a bit of money to be in that ice bath, too.
Arusi?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yes. It's like there's more coming in as we go, but it should be fun. So good, different members of the community, different ages. It's, you know, oh, we have, I know we have Ryan Zimter, who's out of the sheriff's office. So
okay.
they've got him. And so I noticed there's a lot of people who want to see him get in the ice. So it should be fun to watch everybody do this.
That's true.
And then have a laugh while we're doing it, right?
Yeah. It's different.
We'll watch.
Yeah.
We'll watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll shiver
yes,
a little bit for
absolutely.
Them. Absolutely.
Oh, I still couldn't imagine. I can't even stand a cold shower, you know.
Yeah, Colleen,
wow.
isn't it 36 degrees? Is that what the bath is?
Well, here's the thing. We have an actual ice bath at the gym, but we're not going to use that.
Okay.
We're going because it's a little complicated. So what we're going to do is we actually went and purchased big, I don't know if you'd call them like a horse trough or like
yeah,
a cattle
yeah,
trough.
Probably, yeah.
And we're just going to fill them with mostly ice and some water. So the exact temperature, we don't know. We know, you know, it'll be probably above 32 degrees. Now, the trick is, the first person to go is going to have the coldest bath.
Yes.
The last
yes.
person to go is going to have the, you know, the
probably
warmer
the
bath.
Warmest,
so
yeah.
personally, I'd choose to go at the end, but I don't know. Maybe we'll draw numbers. We haven't organized that yet, but so the exact temperature, I don't know. It'll probably be above freezing, but yeah, it's
not much.
not much.
Ice has to, 32 degrees even freeze water, right? Is
yeah,
that true?
Right. So it'll be warmer than that.
Yeah.
Slightly, the, right?
Yeah, because
slightly.
Of the heat.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so that, and this is the only, what we would run into is, and we'll figure this out the day of, if weather is going to be a issue, we'll find a way to still do it. We just may have to pop inside the gym to do it or in a way, but, you know, we'll go from there. But at this point, it'll be outside, so.
Well, great, great. Yeah. I've been, you know, excited about a lot of things that are going on downtown, the new restaurants that we have there,
yes.
and we're still thriving and moving on in Marion, Ohio, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing
right.
during this COVID era, I say, but hopefully it moves out the way soon.
It will. You know as well as I do, I can tell you're a person of faith.
Yes.
And so you know and you trust.
Yes.
That things are going to work out.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
I do believe that.
Okay.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. When? I don't know.
We may have to shiver.
Right. You're so right about that. Wow. So what's your part, Mr. Schwartz? What are you going to be doing?
Well, I'm going to be helping out in one whatever way is needed there at the Pure Function CrossFit. I'm in the Kiwanis, and when we were having pancake days, my function was to get all the entertainment lined up every
okay.
year, which we did for years and years. And we're not going to have entertainment there, but we were going to have entertainment all right, but it'll be a different variety. We're
right,
not going to be singing
forms.
And dancing
yeah.
and so forth. John Garnes Jr. just asked me out at the Habitat fundraiser last week if we were set for next February for Pancake Day, because he always sings with his group, and I should have said, well, you can come down and sing during the ice bath, but I didn't.
Yeah, you should have. You should have said, well, come on, we have another event a couple weeks from now, right? Yeah. I had never heard him sing before. I didn't even know he sang.
Oh, he's good.
I see.
He has a group he calls John Garnes and Friends, and
okay.
they sing every year. They've done probably 5-6 years in a row for our Pancake Day.
That's never know about talent.
Right.
It's everywhere, isn't it? Wow. Absolutely. I think I saw you at the blood drive.
Yes, you did.
You look familiar,
and,
yeah.
And I gave my blood, and I, gosh, I'm, what, several gallons now. And,
really?
Yeah, I've given blood for years. And I always get these notices from Red Cross that there is a dire need for blood.
Right.
Well, okay. And I'm not super different. I'm A positive, which is the most prevalent.
Okay.
But still, you need the blood.
Yeah. I was out there just to see if I could help, but I didn't give any blood.
I chickened out.
I've never done it before, and I did. I chickened out. So.
Do you know that big... What's the worst part about giving blood?
What?
It's when they prick your finger. And that hurts.
Yeah, it does.
Now, this doesn't hurt in your arm. It's a big needle. But it doesn't hurt.
It doesn't?
But the little thing on your finger, it hurts.
Yeah, I know those hurt. I've had those
nerves
before.
There.
Yeah,
yes.
It is.
Plus,
wow.
While you're giving blood, you're sitting there thinking about all those goodies you're going to get to have afterwards.
Oh, yeah, that's the big thing.
Cooking. Yeah,
you guys did well. As a matter of fact, I think you had watermelon, which
they
was
did.
Very unusual for something like that, and melons and different pastries. It was a wonderful thing.
Yeah, it was.
I'll
and those
do it
little
again.
Apples.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were so sweet and good. I never had those before either, but they were delicious. They really were. Wow. Blood. Sorry to deviate from what we were talking about, but he looked familiar, and I thought, okay, now I remember where I saw him from. Yeah, so you're a man about the community also, right? What other functions do you work
well,
at?
I'm a basketball referee, and I teach it at Ohio State and with people who really want to be basketball officials in the Central Ohio area. Done that for 30-some years.
Wow.
And we farm, and I used to work at Lowe's.
Did you?
And a lot of people say, I know you from Lowe's.
So since he's a basketball official, there's probably some athletes out there like to have him do the ice bath.
Yes,
probably so, huh?
I quickly said no.
Like put up or shut up, right? Just right. Get in the water, right? Coach, you're brave.
I am brave?
Yes, you're brave. To give blood, you got to be brave, right? Okay, Colin, what else do you do as far as the city of Marion?
Well, so we have our CrossFit gym downtown, and then a little ways up on Center Street, we have our Denton Prater Chiropractic and Natural Health. And so I do chiropractic and acupuncture and nutrition. I specialize a lot in prenatal and postpartum nutrition and fitness and health. And so that's usually a lot of my community involvement. Is through the businesses,
but
charities we put on through the gym. So even though this is at Pure Function, our office is sponsoring some items and donating some things as well. My community involvement is mostly someone reaches out to us or we reach out to them when we've heard there's a need, mm-hmm. and that's how it's not a specific charity every year. We've done one for Veterans Court that they had a need a couple years ago. We've done one for veteran suicide awareness. Are you aware of Royal Family Kids Camp? Have you guys?
I don't think so.
No. So they actually just had a fundraiser on Saturday night at Marion Brewing. They had an 80s night and they had a raffle and things of that nature. Well, we've done a charity for them. We had like a dodgeball tournament, and I'm drawing a blank. We've done multiple other charities. I'm just trying to think what we've done like family. We have picked up some families. So one of our members and coaches, Matt Thompson, his wife and my good friend Crystal Thompson, her brother, he was a year older than me, had developed ALS, and they needed quickly a van. They needed a lot of support, so he was able to come, and we had a really nice fundraiser for him, and he was able to get his van. He was able to go on a cruise. He has since passed, but there was some really great benefit that came out of that charity. And so just like, you know, like I said, when it's meaningful and it helps people and we can find a way to bring the community together and have fun, that's what we really enjoy doing. So,
So where suicide is concerned, how do you target that or talk about that or help people in that area? Do a lot of people come to you?
I am an outsourced physician for the VA. So I am mostly referred to with PTSD for acupuncture.
Okay.
So it can absolutely help that and has helped a lot of veterans. And so I do a lot of that. And it was one of my patients, actually, quite a few veterans who come in have lost somebody, you know, in combat or in some way.
Right.
And one of them said that, you know, that I think it was called 22 to Valhalla is the actual name of the charity. It's out of Kentucky, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my patient's friends started that charity. Well, when we had that, it was amazing the amount of people came in that wrote a name or a number or something on their arm and did that workout or bid on an item in honor of a fallen friend to suicide. So, that's especially with everything going on now, not just with veteran suicide, but mental health, being trapped inside a lot and all, you know, nobody knowing quite what's happening right now.
True.
It's important we focus on that, but in that particular place that we had a patient tell us, hey, this is a great charity, all the proceeds will go to these veterans, and it has helped. And another one, I'll have to think of the name, but he's a retired officer, Nick Malo, does a charity, and what he has, and I'm going to draw a blank on this, so I'm sorry, Nick, if you're listening, I'll have to get the name of his charity, but what it is it's kind of like a process. It's more, it's an addition to like regular counseling and treatment for PTSD. This is, I don't want to call it a camp, but it's almost like a place where these guys go to be rehabilitated. So not just combat veterans, but officers and people who have been in situations that, you know, they don't do so well after. This helps kind of integrate them back into the world and get some of that, I don't know if you call it shell shock or PTSD, to loosen up and help to heal. So that's another one. But those, CrossFit has a lot of, they support a lot of, like, you know, first responders, military. So that's how we have gotten a lot of charities in that area, okay, as well as what I do with the VA. But like I said, we aren't specific to one charity or another. We just kind of go as each thing is needed.
That's great. Sense. That's interesting.
Yeah.
It really is. And I know that I've heard that suicide is on the rise. I had a lady whose stepson committed suicide, and I did a show on that, and I'm thinking about doing more shows on that because it's so prevalent right now, and people are scratching for answers and can't find them, and like you say, they're alone, and
yeah.
I'm very interested in that. Yeah, absolutely. That's great.
Yeah, so that's what I mean. And in, you know, in the future, we don't know. There was a talk a while ago about a potential, almost like a community center,
mm-hmm,
for underprivileged kids downtown Marion.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's on our radar. So
okay,
we don't know if that's going to happen or not, but that may be next year's big charity. We don't know. But we do, you know, and that might be something Kiwanis can team up with us for. So that's what we try, you know. And I was, when I did the Veterans Court charity, I actually talked on WMRN, and we said, hey, if you've got something, come to us and say, like Gareth said, ask for help. And if it's something, you know, the coaches and we all vote on it, it's something we agree is like, yeah, let's do this, we'll take it up. And we really don't get a lot of people asking. Dennis just kind of told me there was a real need without the Pancake Day, and that's just one conversation got it started and got
right,
it going. So
right, because that was a big thing. I mean,
yeah,
that Pancake Day, it
yeah,
really was. And after all the years that it went on, I think I've only been there once. I'm ashamed to say that, but I think only once. But at least I did attend. I
yeah,
did attend, yeah,
yeah.
So, but I think about it like, wow, shouldn't this be going on, you know? So, and Mr. Schwartz, how long have you been with Kiwanis?
Well, I think since probably the mid-90s, probably.
Okay.
Since I've been in this area. I've been president. Gareth's been president. I've been president again. Gareth's been president again, what, three times of Kiwanis? and so we've come through the organization as it's grown. Actually, Kiwanis used to be couple hundred people, but
yeah,
now we're down into the 40s and 50s as far as our total number. So it's like all community organizations, they're having trouble with membership.
Yeah,
and
sure,
there's so many other things to do.
Yeah.
And so Kiwanis is experiencing that too. Of course, I'm into Marionaires too, and I'll say that Colleen and Denton Chiropractic has helped the Marionaires. They've sponsored our programs and so forth. Of course, her grandpa used to sing in the Marionaires, so
okay,
we're well aware of that. So we're having trouble with numbers also. Of course, none of us are getting any younger, and so that's
me,
a problem too. But we're encouraging not only young people to get into Marionaires, but barbershop singing worldwide is going with women now singing. So
really?
We're open
barbershop
to that too.
Okay.
And we're practicing at Grant Middle School tonight, later on, which is why I'm wearing this shirt, because we practice there. And we're going to be singing at Logos Christian Ministries on Lee Street.
Really?
With, I think, the last Sunday in August. So that'll be our only church singing that we're doing this summer, except we did sing last Sunday at the St. John Windfall Lutheran Church for Ken Heimlich's 90th birthday, and he's one of the founding members of the Marionaires, so we sang there. But other than that, we just haven't been able to practice, and we haven't had a lot of people want to come back yet and sing, and you can't sing with a mask on, so.
No, can't eat with one on either, right?
Right?
All right, that's how it is. Well, now how long have you been affiliated? I think you talked about this earlier.
I just mentioned it. 97. Okay, now.
Okay,
someone
so
that
both.
Can do the math, you're. It's.
2017.
24 years.
Okay.
And so. And I, as Dennis said, I've been president and lieutenant governor of 9 different clubs, total 9. And that's how I learned that Kiwanis is really an international organization.
Okay.
It's huge. There are hundreds of thousands of members worldwide. And matter of fact, one of our members now is lieutenant governor for Division 11 South in Ohio.
Okay.
And there are, I believe, 21 divisions in the state of Ohio, and he's the governor of one of them, and he Manoche.
Okay.
And so, great guy. And we have a lot of great members, and we have a lot of fun, and we eat well. Our meetings are the first and third Thursday of the month at the Women's Club Home.
Okay.
And I finally remembered the name of that. I was always calling it the Old Women's Home. And I was reprimanded.
Old Women's
Home.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
And so I finally said, okay, figure out what the name really is. And so I got it. It's the Women's Club Home on East Center Street.
Right.
And it's 11:30 to 1 o'clock. On that Thursday, the first Thursday and the third Thursday. You're welcome to come as our guest. We, like I say, we eat well, don't we?
Yes, we do.
We
yeah.
eat very well. And at all occasions is the one that caters us.
Okay.
And so they're going to be part of, I believe, all occasions is going to have their food truck right on Main Street. Am I correct on that, or am I?
I'm not 100% sure.
At this event here?
Yeah.
The Pure Function CrossFit.
Right, okay. Right outside of it.
Okay. We won't be meeting the third Thursday this month because that's where this event's
right.
going to be taking place of it. But the first Thursday of the next month, the Kiwanis is meeting out at the Lynn One Room Schoolhouse on Route 4 North.
Really?
And we're going to tour that and have our meal there and get an opportunity with the Historical Society to tell us all about that.
That should be interesting.
Right.
It's so little.
Our meetings are fun.
I bet they are.
We make them fun. And as I tell you, we try to sing. That's always kind of fun, in a way.
Yeah, it is. Music.
Well, if you had a good director, you could sing.
But. Yeah, yeah. You're the director. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
He's talking about
Ron
himself.
Kramer.
Yes, he is, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Wow. So you want to put another plug in for the event before we're off the air?
Sure. On the third Thursday of August, which is August the 19th, in conjunction with the Downtown Marion event, the Marion Noon Kiwanis is teaming with Pure Function CrossFit, Denton Prater's, and we're going to have a kind of an extravaganza where we're going to have some games, some ice bath contestants that are earning money for that. We're going to have a lot of silent auction items inside, and we hope that you can visit the Downtown Marion Affair, come on down a little bit further toward Pure Function, and we are also listed on the Kiwanis Facebook and the Pure Function CrossFit Facebook. So look us up on there and you'll find out a little bit more about it.
And there's also an event page on Facebook that you can follow, and then there'll be some of the ice bath fundraising on there too.
Okay, I always try to check that out, see what's going on in Marion, you know, close counties, Delaware, Waldo, things like that. I really like, I guess, our cell phones. So much information on
Correct.
There all the time, right? So if you miss an event, it's because you didn't check your phone to see what was going on, right? So we're telling everyone to check their phones or laptops or computers and events. So you won't forget this function that they're having, fundraisers, silent auction, Pure Function CrossFit. It's my first time even hearing about this. You know, there's so many. How long have you been there?
I was like, I'm going to say 6 years, but
that long?
Yeah, it's 6 or I can't remember 7. This is awful. I should remember when we opened. But it's about, I'm going to go with 6 years at the most 7. But okay. I think it's June would have been our anniversary.
Okay, so you've been there a while.
Yeah, and we're on South Main Street. It used to be the old Rural Metro Ambulance Building. And before that, it was, you actually.
It was a short Ford dealership.
Dealership. Yeah, all right.
Years ago.
Well, we are out of time. That time went by fast, didn't it?
Yeah,
so we are out of time. Thank you so much for coming and sharing this information. I will leave this for Scott so he can announce this also. Good seeing you again, Mr. Swartz, and meeting you, seeing you again. You look familiar, but this may be my first time seeing you. Thank you, and hopefully you'll be, just give us a call if you want to come back on the show, if you have something to announce. So next time, be blessed. Thank you.
WWGH Radio, LP, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. For former coach of the Ohio State Buckeyes, Jim Tressel.
You know, it's interesting because everybody knows the story, obviously, of what happened there. But when that all was going down, because that's a rough period, that's a rough year. And, as it comes out in Sports Illustrated that, these emails were flying around on April 2nd and on December 9th, you publicly said you didn't know anything about it, and it all came down that way. Do you wish you had said, yes, I know about it on December 9th, or had reported it earlier?
Oh, gosh, I'm not sure that you have all the dots connected there, but if you ask, do I wish... throughout the course of the entire situation, that we would have made some different decisions, without a doubt. But I'm not sure you have it exactly right.
What did I have incorrect? I want to be correct with this.
Oh, that's for you to try to figure out and for you to know or not know. But it came down the way it did.
To former Ohio State Marching Band Director, John Waters.
From what I understand, the defamation lawsuit is a million-dollar lawsuit. I think that's what's been reported. Who knows if that's correct or not. But if they said, John, we made a mistake just like you said, come on back, would you drop the lawsuit?
We'd have to consider all the... all the pros and cons, because there's been a lot of water over the dam, so to speak. But